Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ishan Patel. How are you, Ishan?
Great, Robert. Excited to be here.
And Ishan is one of three founders of Audion Hearing. Now, this is really interesting because here there are three guys in the 20s and they reinvented a major industry. Talk about what you're doing.
Absolutely. So Audion Hearing currently is one of the world's leading over-the-counter hearing aid companies. We're actually the highest volume seller of over-the-counter hearing aids in the world right now. And we're really happy to say we've got over 500,000, you know, customers that we will help nationwide. And we've pushed a few major innovations in the industry as well, such as releasing the world's lowest cost over-the-counter hearing aid with Walmart nationwide.
What is the cost?
That's only $98 for the Atom 1 available at Walmart exclusively right now. And so, you know, as well as offering a variety of products at a lower price that is really affordable, feeding into our mission of making hearing aids affordable and accessible for everyone.
You know, and I understand there's like 40 million people in the United States alone. This is a large audience you have.
Absolutely. There's over 40 million Americans that suffer from hearing loss just in the United States, and that is growing pretty substantially year over year, considering, you know, how many concerts I alone have gone to, you know, at by 28 years old now. So
what is the main cause of hearing loss?
Typically, it's just a standard degenerative condition, right? The most common cause of hearing loss is simply older age and your nerves or your ears just not working as well. And then, of course, there's, you know, sound-based damage if you're working in a loud area or exposed to loud sounds constantly.
You're in Walmart now. How did you sell? You're only a couple of years from when you started, already a pretty substantial company. How did you actually sell to a Walmart? What was the process there?
That's a great question. So, you know, getting into Walmart was quite a journey. And I think it really, there's several factors that led to that success, right? The first was Walmart presented a challenge to the hearing, OTC hearing industry, which is who can invent or who can bring me an OTC hearing aid for under $100. At that time, we had almost completed our new product line. And at the time, we had believed we had the lowest cost over-the-counter hearing aid in the world at $189. Then I met with Walmart, right, who said, hey, great, we love you, your company's great, cut the price almost in half, right? But I think the reason we were successful is because Audion's entire business infrastructure was built around a low-cost hearing solution, meaning our purpose was first to deliver the best product for the best price to the market, and second, to profit, meaning that all these other companies that came out and built business operations that were all about trying to get as much money or price the product as high as they could afford to or as high as they wanted to, they weren't able to come down and sustainably create a product at that price point. Whereas we had built our entire business around that from day one, years before. So it's almost like we were the perfect partner, you know, to ultimately rise to the challenge that Walmart set for us.
You know, I remember one of my earlier interviews was Jay Walker, and he has more patents than I think almost anyone in the world. Just one of his almost 800 is Priceline. And so I asked him, how do you know what to innovate? He said, Robert, it has to be a big thing that impacts a lot of people. So you're talking about well over 10% of Americans, and you had this vision. How did you really take it off, though? I mean, here you are, three young people, and it's a huge success, completely disrupting the industry. What were the challenges you had to overcome?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, and to speak to what you were saying before, Robert, about the size of the audience here, I think one shocking statistic that most people don't know is that of all the people in the world, and especially in the United States with hearing loss, 80% of them do not utilize a hearing aid at all. So when you talk about
80%, don't,
yeah, can you?
Why is that?
That's a great question. The answer historically has been affordability and accessibility. which is why Audion's entire mission was to make hearing aids affordable and accessible for everyone. But, you know, converting that from a sort of textbook mission statement into more of what problem they're trying to solve, it's an industry where 4 out of 5 individuals that need something that is critical and essential to your quality of life and your ability to live normally don't have what they need. That's staggering. Imagine for glasses, if 80% of the population of this country that could not see effectively didn't have glasses, right? They wouldn't be able to drive to work. They wouldn't be able to do much at all. So I think people really have overlooked in the last 50, 60 years in the hearing aid industry just how serious of a situation this is and just how many people are really desperate for a new approach, a new solution.
Okay, Benicia, you're holding back. What is it? What was the challenge? How did you make this whole thing happen together? Where you said, we did this, we didn't think we could do it, and now we're moving forward.
That's a great question. So when we started this company, we started it with the sort of dream that we thought this was a serious problem and we wanted to try to solve it, right? So when we launched this company, we launched in Arizona in springtime going into summer with $500. It's a bootstrap company out of my good friend and first employee's garage, right? So imagine now you're a group of essentially adults in their 20s, you know, in a garage. It's July. It's 117 degrees outside. We've insulated the walls because it's so hot in Arizona, right? The asphalt is melting outside. Put two industrial air conditioners in there. And, you know, we couldn't ever get the thing below 87 degrees. It was horrible. So, but that being said, that was kind of the pre-we made it moment, right? It was the, we know this is something people need. And so we built a business model that essentially innovated and reimagined the entire approach to the industry, right? All the way from how do we do the marketing using the new age digital marketing approaches of, you know, Facebook, Google, TV, Amazon, et cetera. How do we reimagine the product, meaning bringing the product at an effectively lower price point that the market will respond well to? And then how do we innovate the entire service model, meaning how do we service these individuals virtually, right? Which traditionally are really challenging to service when you're an elderly individual with hearing loss.
So did you come up with a whole model, then you just went forward, or you started piecemeal? You said, well, we sort of know what we're doing. Let's try this on digital marketing and social media. No, let's change this. What really happened?
That's a great question. And the answer is it was definitely piecemeal at first, right? The first thing we said was, what is the lowest price we can afford to profitably give this product to our customer? And let's launch that on Facebook ads. So when I say we launched with $500, it's not an exaggeration. It was just enough to get a Shopify account,
amazing,
put up a website, and launch our first ad campaign, right? And what was so amazing was that we instantaneously were able to see the positive response from the market. People were loving it immediately. We were able to scale up that program and then sort of grow the business from there. And it really proved our thesis that this is a serious issue that hadn't been addressed effectively. And that now that we were the first company to do it at that price point and in that way, you know, the market was just sort of exploding with response and positive feedback.
But did you have a problem delivering product, manufacturing quick enough?
Definitely, considering, considering we launched this company sort of in the height of COVID, I would say that manufacturing and production lines were sort of halted. But, you know, we grew the company from day one to $1 million in sales in just 50 days.
Wait,
and then
50 days you got $1 million?
Yeah, we hit our first million in sales.
Facebook marketing or what?
Yeah, at the time it was just from Facebook marketing. And then within 90 days, we were actually doing $1 million a month. So at that point, when you're fulfilling, you know, thousands of hearing aids a month out of a garage, I would say that's the moment when you kind of feel like maybe we got something here, but also how did we get to this point in the first place, right?
And so what did you do in terms of three of you? Did you interchange roles or did you decide who does what?
So I'm actually the CEO. I sort of handle all things, you know, operations and partnership related. And then Zach and Dylan, my two co-founders, they're sort of the marketing wizards. So they created this sort of new age marketing approach, the branding, the website, et cetera, and then combined it with sort of my knowledge of the hearing aid industry, you know, the sales process, the service process, the operations. And the three of us really became the dream team in that way.
Okay, so just when you talk about this new age way of marketing, walk me through. We have 600,000 listeners, a ton of CEOs, but not so many people have grown as quickly and as rapidly and starting in the middle of COVID, nonetheless in like over 110 degrees, minimum, 7 degrees. How does that marketing really work?
The way that that works is we were able to essentially launch ad campaigns on different platforms, and you don't really have to spend that much money to test what does or does not work. I think it's really an iterative approach, right? We're constantly iterating, looking at what the customers want and taking it from there.
Okay. And on that note, what is the website if someone wants to go to it?
It's audienhearing.com, A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
There you have it. We're going to be back in a few. And when we are going to ask Eshan, how do you sell to Walmart when you're that new? Back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ishan Patel, who is the CEO of Audion Hearing. And this is a company that took the market by storm. And we're going to find out in a minute. I mean, they were selling $1 million a month within 90 days of startup out in Arizona. But I want to just ask you, where did you really get the idea?
So for me, hearing loss was a really close to home issue. My grandpa growing up suffered from pretty severe hearing loss, and being a first generation Indian American, here you can imagine there's like 12 of us seated around a 6-seater table, right? Just all stacked on top of each other. And despite that, everyone shouting at each other around the dinner table, as my family often did, my grandfather just looked completely sort of glazed over, disconnected. And as his hearing loss progressed more and more, it was as if he wasn't even there when he was physically present, which was really sad to see. And so at that moment, I really understood how significant of an issue this is for me as a grandson wanting to just interact with my grandfather, let alone being the individual who has the issue in the first place. So in 2017, when the government announced there was going to be an OTC category, OTC hearing category, and my partner Zach came to me with the concept, we knew we had to get involved, and we knew this was something we wanted to, I personally wanted to tackle and innovate in.
Your grandpa must be so proud of you, what you've done.
I'm grateful for what I've been able to do to help him, and love using him as a product tester as well.
There you go. So question, you've really, I would say through innovation, you've democratized hearing aids.
Absolutely. I think to me, the reason why democratization was so important goes back to my grandfather and all the millions and tens of millions of Americans just like him. These people who aren't even able to live the normal quality of life they deserve. Right? They aren't even able to interact with their loved ones. This is not about getting a consumer-facing product that allows somebody to, hear things a little bit better. This is about somebody being able to hear their grandchild or interact with their son, their spouse, their father, their mother, and be able to have those moments that, frankly, is what makes life worth living. And so I thought that the fact that 80% of the market was completely underserved and unrepresented was unacceptable, and democratization was, it was ripe for the picking in that sense.
There you have it. So in doing this, talk about your whole leadership philosophy, because now, even though you're in your young 20s, you've become a real leader. How has that evolved from starting to growing and becoming so successful?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure I've been asked that in that way. But I would say that my leadership philosophy comes from my personal philosophy, which ironically comes from my answer to the question, what is the meaning to life? I believe we are here on this earth to make connections, have relationships, and live this human experience with each other, helping each other and interacting as positively with each other as possible. I've felt that way since I was a young kid. I've been raised that way. I'm grateful to my family for putting me in an environment that really pushed that. And so when I came into business and wanted to be an entrepreneur, I wanted to look for an opportunity that allowed me to bring that philosophy into my leadership style and create a company that not only could help the customers and the people that I'm servicing, but also create an opportunity for my own loved ones, family, friends, and everyone that's helped build this business up to improve their lives as well.
Now that you've done this, what's next?
Audion has huge plans in 2024. We've got tons of product innovation we're going to be pushing. I can't give away too much yet because that'll ruin all the fun, but we're going to be releasing some slightly higher priced products to fill those more specific technological needs that our customers have been asking for, while still bringing one of a kind functionality. Actually, couple of things are going to be the first of their kind in the entire hearing aid industry for two of our products we're going to be launching this year. And we're going to make sure we do all of that for the absolute best and lowest prices in the entire industry. So really excited for that. Also looking forward to launching with more retailers and particularly, working with independent pharmacies to be able to serve communities in that way as well.
And do you guys still get together in the garage or no longer?
If you saw my office here today, it's got the garage feel, I can tell you that. It's definitely something worth visiting.
Yeah. Who is the entrepreneur you've learned the most from that, who's inspired you?
One, the first would be my father, because he left being a pharmacist to start his own holistic naturopathic medicine company, because he wanted to create a company that actually preventatively helped people. Now, that being said, I love my father, brilliant scientist, not the best entrepreneur. So I actually learned a lot from watching him start his own small business, struggle through it, and sort of saw the pitfalls of what can happen as a business owner. So I would say, while others might say, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, or Jeff Bezos, for me, it was my father in being able to watch him and see the reality of what it meant to be an entrepreneur, the good and the bad, right?
I love that, hearing the good and the bad. I remember when I was speaking with John Mackey, who was the founder of Whole Foods, and he was telling me that, he said, Robert, every person I meet, my goal is to learn something from them. Sometimes something good, sometimes something bad.
Smart guy.
Yeah. So the final question, and you already hinted on this, but your personal and business philosophies, give us that to lead us off into the sunset. So all the major CEOs, you could build entrepreneurship in your companies, and entrepreneurs who want to build, you could learn from a visionary like Ishan and his two partners.
I would say, my personal philosophy that's led me here, it sounds like a cliche, but it really is the concept of never giving up. And I don't mean that in the sense of the way that's idolized on social media, where you kind of see these winners that come out, especially the younger guys in my generation, saying like, look, you can become a millionaire by the time you're 17 or 20 years old, right? But I think what really it comes down to is, if you're an individual that's willing to fail faster, fail harder, and fail forward, you will ultimately be able to accomplish anything you want in your life. My success is built on a long string of failures. I like to say, whenever anyone comes to me and says, how can I be like you, or how can I have a business successful like you? I always tell them that, well, you actually have to be a much bigger loser than a winner, right? A much more of a failure than a success. And what people don't seem to realize is that all of those failures teach you every little thing you need to know and give you the preparation for when that successful moment comes, right? It's like saying, like, I'm a 10-year overnight success, right? So that's sort of my personal philosophy. And then as far as my business philosophy goes, this is my personal belief. I believe if you're doing something that truly matters for the individuals you're doing it for, or for the service you're providing, and you're putting that as the first thought in your mind, how do I create a solution or create a service or create a problem, or I'm sorry, solve a problem, whatever it may be, right? And how do I focus on the individuals that I'm actually trying to help and the problem I'm actually trying to solve, rather than thinking, how much money can I make, right? How popular can I get? How can I use this for my own personal gain? I think if you come from the right place and lead from the right place, it's not just about being a good person or, having good ethics or morality, although I think that's very important. It's actually about where your subconscious mind will focus and the success it will lead you to, because you're actually looking at problems from the right angle for the right solution. And so that's sort of my personal and business philosophy, I would say.
And there you have it. What a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tracy Fia. How are you, Tracy?
I'm doing great, Robert. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you because Tracy is the CEO of Randstad North America, and what she is going to talk about is a really interesting perspective that I hadn't heard before on the multi-generation workforce. Then we'll talk about hybrid, but let's start off with your model and what differentiates Randstad.
Been here for a minute, Robert, 27 years, as a matter of fact. So Randstad is the global leader in the world of human capital management. You know, we refer to ourselves as a talent company. Probably most of the listeners that you have think of us as a staffing company. But we're about a $27 billion global organization with 46,000 internal employees. We have, on average, about 600,000 talent working any given year. We advise over 250,000 clients globally on their talent needs in over 39 markets. In North America specifically, what I'm responsible for is roughly a $5 billion organization with about 7,000 internal employees. And on average per week, we have about 100,000 talent out on assignment on any given day. So that's a little bit about Randstad.
Okay, so now I want to go into something you and I have spoken about before. And I have to tell everyone listening in, this is a fresh perspective on the five-generation workforce. The first time I ever heard about it was from Joanne Jenkins, my friend who's the CEO at AARP, but I didn't really realize, digging deeply, how it worked. Now you're about to hear, Tracy, tell all the mechanics of how this dynamic is.
Well, Robert, a lot of people ask me, you know, what's new in the world of work? That's a question, as you can imagine, I get pretty frequently. And one of the things that I really do think is very unique and pervasive right now that has never been pervasive in the world of work is this multi-generational workforce. And trying to, never before have we had four or five different generations that have to coexist and work well to make a company work. I'm actually a member of the Global Business Alliance, which is a forum of CEOs of foreign-owned companies. And I was recently together with some really impressive people in Washington, D.C. And what we all had in common were talent shortages. And so when we talk about talent scarcity, and we know that the demographics tell us that that's not going to end, we need every worker who is available to work to be able to work. So that's going to mean everything from your boomers to your Gen Zs, and our alphas are right behind them. So understanding how to make a multi-generational workforce work is really, I think, the newest trend in managing businesses, big and small. So I guess what I would start with is, let's start it at oldest to newest. So let's start with our boomers. And your boomers are, you know, 1946 to 1964, so you're 59 to 77-year-olds. And I think what's really interesting about boomers is that, the post-World War II economy was booming. In 1961, the average American man aged 25 to 30 was earning nearly 400% more than his father had earned at that same time. And so while boomers were small children at this time, this was the economic engine that guided their entire adolescence. You know, Chevrolets and television stations, and really was the catalyst of this American dream. So you've got that as really their formative years as a boomer. Now they enter the workforce in the 80s, and in 1982 was one of the highest unemployments, roughly 11%. So now you've got these boomers who want to do better than their parents did, but they have an unemployment rate that they have at 11%. This notion where we all know that boomers are, they work hard, they work from the mailroom to the corner office. This was a generation that had to. when you have 10 people right behind you, ready and willing to take your job, you will be the one to stay late. You will be the one to work on weekends. You will claw your way up because it was not readily available. It was a bit of a supply and demand, plus that cultural of seeing your own parents doing better than their parents. That's sort of the heart and soul of the boomers that we see. And so then we go to the Gen Xers. So the Gen Xers are between 44 and 58 years old. And what's really interesting about the Gen Xers, it was really the first generation where divorce rates were doubling what they had ever been. Almost 50% of American families were divorced. So these teenagers were coming home for the first time ever to empty homes. And in those empty homes was at the same time Ted Turner launches CNN in the 24-hour news cycle, MTV, right? Those things were going on. And so everyone came home and they were watching this news. And think about what we were watching. I mean, we were watching O.J. Simpson and Enron and WorldCom collapses. There was also almost no regulation on advertisements. So you would see advertisements for things and you knew it wasn't true. And so you take those two things combined, and it explains why Gen Xers are fiercely independent, and they are also highly skeptical. So you've got that in your Gen X generation. The other thing that I would say about Gen X, which we'll talk about, so what do you do with all of this knowledge? The other really notable thing about Gen X is that they're known as the sandwich generation also. So they are also the first generation that really is raising kids and dealing with aging parents simultaneously. So you have this fiercely independent, skeptical, hard worker coupled with now taking care of two different generations above and below them. And so that is a pretty big dynamic that's important. We as leaders need to know about our Gen Xers. So then let's come into the millennials. So our millennials, believe it or not, I used to think of millennials as really young. They're 26 to 43 years old. And millennials grew up, and they were at the dawn of social media. And this wasn't the social media or isn't the social media that we know today. These were the MySpaces, and these were the very first time that we got to see things outside of what gatekeepers like film studios and large publishing houses, we saw what they wanted us to see. And in this dawning of social media was the first time you got diverse influences that we hadn't really seen in different ways. And this changed the way that millennials work and communicate and bought and sold and dated, right? I mean, this changed everything, arguably the world, but that was what they grew up with. I mean, I know, I remember when Napster first came and being afraid of stealing music. I mean, that was the millennials. So what has that done is that it has really shaped them as this, the power of collaboration and the personal branding is a big part of who millennials are because of that. But the where were you then moment for millennials was 9/11. So you also had 9/11 that shaped millennials and the way that their parents started behaving differently and the way that their parents started feeling about work. So their parents were either boomers or Xers and usually workaholics. And they started thinking, is this really the job I want or the life I want? And you pulled your kids in close. And so the millennials were the first generation to really question, what is work meaning in my life? That's a big thing for millennials and why we see sometimes their approach to work-life balance being very, very different than Xers and boomers. So then enter the Gen Zs, right? Gen Zs are between the ages of 13 and 26. And the major events that I hear when I talk to Gen Zs, I actually have two of them myself, so I get a lot of firsthand knowledge. You know, what I hear about Gen Zs were some formative things were the Trump-Clinton campaign, the Trump presidency, obviously COVID. These were major things that shaped their lives, and through them came things like Black Lives Matter. So these were really formative parts of what they grew up in, and norms of being able to do things not in person. Feeling personal because you had to over a video was part of how they went to school and how they made friends in a way no other generation has. And the thing that I'll say about the other kind of major dynamic for Gen Zs, right now, applications for four-year colleges are double what they were in 1970s, but the number of available slots are the same. So this fierce competition and the anxiety about where you're going to go and what you're going to do, they're the first generation that really questions whether they'll be able to do better than their parents in terms of earning potential. So and those are some of the cool things about the deep dives of the different generations, Robert.
We're about to take a commercial break. We're then, when we come back, talking about how does this tie into the hybrid workplace. Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Griesbeck on the CEO Show with Tracy Fiat, who is the CEO of Randstad North America. And we were talking about the five generations. Now we're shifting into the hybrid workplace. So tell me, what are the best practices, examples? Are things happening in healthcare and what industries?
So, Robert, what I'm going to tie hybrid back into the same conversation about the multi-generational workforce, because we see a direct correlation with what is effective. So, you know, we've all probably felt and heard tirelessly on business news about pent-up demand. And I'm sure just like me, you go to any baseball game or anything and things are packed and crowded and everyone is ready to get out. I actually like to rename that and think about it more of a hunger for connection. And so when we talk about hybrid work, I see a hunger for connection by every generation. And so hybrid work, where it is most effective, is when you create a work environment where there is connectivity, where we see it failing over and over, and it's irrespective of industry. I know you asked me if it's more in healthcare. It's irrespective of industry. What we see is that effective hybrid work gives a solution to that hunger for connection. We talked about millennials desperately feeding on collaboration. If you have a hybrid work environment that says 3 days a week, you come into the office, come hell or high water, but you go into the office and you put on your noise-canceling headsets and sit behind a Zoom call, that is a complete, fantastic waste of everybody's time, but most importantly, it is disengaging. What you have to do is create these moments where people can come to work and truly get what they need, the ideation, the brainstorming. So coming in a hybrid way should be less about the volume and quantity of time as the quality of time that you're engaging the different audiences that you have in your company. That's what we see as the, not just the trend, but the ones who are getting it right, that's what they're doing.
Tracy, that was a great analysis of the multi-generational workforce as well as the hybrid workforce. Is there anywhere people could read about this?
There's actually an article that was recently posted on my behalf on Randstad's website, which is just www.randstad.com. So feel free to go out and check it out.
Okay. Now let's shift to a transformative moment that you had that changed the direction of your career.
Well, I would say that there's a couple of transformative moments in my life, and they all have something in common that I'll share. The first one is I actually studied abroad in Russia in the early 90s, and it was right at the height of perestroika and glasnost and all of those things were going on. And clearly, as a kid from the south side of Chicago, that was pretty transformative. The second thing that I'll say is that about 5 years into my career, I packed my bags and moved to New York City, not knowing a soul. The third thing is when the company I was working for got acquired by Randstad in 2008, I had primarily specialized in IT staffing, and I jumped that ship and went over to blue-collar staffing and started really learning about light industrial and manufacturing. The thing that I noticed with all three of those moments that were pretty transformative is that they put me in situations that were uncomfortable. They put me in situations where I wasn't the smartest guy in the room. Actually, I was probably the least smart person in the room. And it forced me to learn to ask questions. It forced me to ask for help. It forced me to have to be humble. So I would say that those are the things that when I think of transformative moments, those are the things that come to mind.
And you obviously have this enormous scope. What is the secret sauce?
I don't know that there's a secret sauce, Robert. I am a very big believer that a good captain walks the deck. I am a believer that listening to your voice of customer and recognizing that your customer is often multiple stakeholders, very much one of the biggest and most important stakeholders, of course, is your internal employees and making sure that they have a healthy environment, that they want to thrive and engage and take care of your external customers.
Mm. To the final question, which is everyone wants to know, you're a leader in recruiting, retaining, and talent, really, in human capital. What are secrets? What advice would you give to CEOs?
My biggest advice, and I'm going to stick on this trend with the multi-generational workforces, I think that we need to be able to blend the wisdom of experience and the fearlessness of naivety to create innovative companies. And right now, that is something I'm hyper-focused on. Certainly, diversity and inclusion is at the core of who I am and who Randstad is. But I would say if we started to think about our generations similarly to the way we've been embracing inclusion of other diverse categories, that, to me, would be my piece of advice for every CEO out there right now.
And there you have it. Tracy, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me.
And everyone, listen, there's two things to really consider. Number one, it's all about connectivity for all of the generations. That is the key word that you want to create, hybrid or not. Connectivity. And the second thing is you learn from Tracy Fiat the wisdom of understanding the multi-generations, and it really boils down to thinking where they were when they grew up. What was the surroundings? What did they empirically learn? And that is going to help give a window into how to build an incredible culture. See you next week.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.